Hello, my name is Rebecca, and you've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you to get tested for coronavirus?
Yes, I am nearby the OWA amusement park in Foley, Alabama. And I understand that tomorrow they will be giving drive-through vaccines.
Okay, so we wouldn't have any information on that as far as this line is concerned. Now, if you have adverse reactions to the vaccine,
okay,
you can call this line for a number for a nurse. But now, I honestly, if they're doing an event like that, typically from what I've seen, they're first come, first serve, but you would need to contact somebody in your city, because we don't have information like that on the state level.
Oh, okay. That
now I can
great.
Give you
I
the vaccine that. Appointment line if you'd like, so you can pre-register in case you miss that. But
okay,
if they're doing a drive-through vaccine site, I would definitely go to it. But if for some reason you can't make it out there tomorrow, you can call 855-566-5333 to pre-register with the state, so we send your information over to that county's health department.
Okay. I want to ask you one question that you might have the answer to.
I might.
Okay. We were advised yesterday by a real official that the vaccines are now being given to people who are 64 to 74.
I honestly couldn't tell you, because again, that's something that depends on where you're located. So states with higher populations or counties with higher populations are likely going to get to that group before a county with a much larger population.
Okay.
The best thing to do, in my opinion, you can go to adph.org. And honestly, it's easier to Google Alabama vaccine allocation plan. And it brings up a chart that shows you all the different groups. But
oh, okay,
you can also...
Before we heard that yesterday, they were saying that 75 and above was all that they were vaccinating, and plus the essential.
Right, and 75 and above was actually an allocation group 1B, but they decided to go ahead and get them taken care of at the same time as 1A. But not everyone in 1B was being taken care of at that time.
Yeah. Well, 1C was the one that they were telling us was now in the mix.
I would go with your local information, because again, here we are run by the state, so we get our information from the state. Now,
all right.
I do hope we've been able to help. You can find more information at adph.org. Right in the middle of the page there, there's a how do I section, and it's all about COVID. And then you can find more information at cdc.gov. And I do thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You guys take care.
Okay. And I thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Bye.